Board of Commissioners, regular session, Thursday, September 10th, 2015, to order. Second item is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Third item is roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Doogie?
Yes.
Flynn?
Here.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino? Myjack?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toco?
Here.
Osberg?
Here.
Adoption of the agenda to also include under 10 A and B new business would be the items that were moved from finance were executive session to discuss attorney-client privilege correspondence, and then B would be recommendation from Corp Counsel RE case of Scott Amthor versus County of Macomb. Move is amended by Marino, supported by Sauger.
Where is the...
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive, there's none at this time. Board appointments. Are commissioners comfortable voting on these today, or would you like to move these to next Thursday? Next Thursday? Okay, let's do them now. Board appointment, jury commission, there's two applications. One is a Democrat, one is a Republican. They are Leo Lalonde as a Democrat and Ben Aloya as a Republican.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the appointment of those two applications, please.
Moved by Miller, supported by Carabelli. Any discussion? Seeing none? Yep. In order, absolutely. So we'll vote on the Democratic one first, which is Leo Lalonde. All those in favor? Well,
just point of order. I mean, the statute says that one has to be Democratic. One has to represent the different parties, right?
Exactly. And okay. Then one has to be an independent.
Just want to be clear. Board.
That's state law, John?
Yes.
It's actually that no two can be from the same party, but the end result is...
Okay. So any other discussion? We'd still like to separate them. Number one being Leo Lalonde. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The second one is a Republican, is Ben Aloya. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Marino and Vosburgh vote no on Ben Aloya. Both of those are confirmed. Substance abuse, which is on page 16 of your packets, that label the individuals. The clerk will call the roll, and there are six applicants, and there are two positions available. Is everybody ready and prepared to vote?
All right, I'll do that too.
Jaeger?
Do you want me to read the
break?
It's on 16.
Yeah, I talked to him.
The names are Jolene Beckett, Dan Chambers, Barry Gross, Kathleen Rager, Nicholas Sage, and Ryan Zemke. And this is a vote for three, correct, Commissioner?
I believe it's two vacancies.
Two vacancies.
3-year terms.
Okay. Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Sage and Rager.
Marino? Myjack?
Gross and Rager.
Miller?
Gross and Rager.
Sabatini? Sauger?
Gross and Rager.
Smith?
Sage and Zemke.
Rosberg?
Rager and Zemke.
Brown?
Rager and Zemke.
Carabelli?
Zemke?
Angie?
Gross and Sage.
Toco?
Rager and Gross.
Flynn?
Rager and Zemke.
Okay. We got five for Gross. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
for Rager.
6 for Sage. And 7 for Zemke. So it's Rager and Sage. I'm sorry, Rager and Zemke. Sorry. Rager 8, Zemke 7.
Could the clerk read the roll for all of them?
Yep. So Gross is 5. Rager is 8. Sage is 6. Zemke is 7.
So the two candidates have a majority, and that would be Rager and Zemke. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Those two will be appointed to the Substance Use Disorder Advisory Board.
Should we make a motion to do that?
I think the vote's already been taken.
Okay.
I think they're already in place since they got the majority.
Okay. Mm.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is committee reports. Government Operations and Health and Human Services and JPS all flow through the Finance Department. We'll take out and separate number 9, which is the recommended comprehensive budget, and vote on the remainder of the balance. Any motion made by the chair of that committee and the vice chair? Any discussion? Seeing none, on items 1 through 8, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items carry. On number 9 is the appropriations ordinance, which I figured commissioners wanted to separate.
Hey, Fred. The girls just get pumped up.
I guess I'm...
On the finance agenda that's on your desk?
Finance agenda. I was looking at the regular agenda.
That's fine. I'll let commissioners take a second. If you guys can pay attention and keep side conversations to a minimum. Does everybody have the finance committee report?
Thank you. I didn't see another one.
Yes, sir.
We can get you. Andrew will hand you one, Commissioner Duger.
Here. Is this it?
Oh. He needs to find it, but it's really that.
All right. It got lost in the...
No problem. So on item number 9, we took a vote in committee. Obviously, this is the last time to discuss this or offer anything at this time. Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Chair, I would like to make a motion to add $60,000 for the for salary increases in the prosecutor's office that will ultimately be paid by forfeiture funds, with the stipulation that in the event that for any reason those funds cannot be used for that purpose, the salaries will be rolled back.
Is there support? Support by Marino. Is there discussion on this item? Seeing none, we'll take a roll call vote to make this simple. Seems Commissioner Miller had a tough time getting people's hands up this week. Clerk, call the roll.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
No.
Sabatini?
No.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Glassberg?
No.
Brown?
No.
Carabelli?
Yes.
Duji?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
No.
8 yes, 7 no. I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no.
The clerk's roll is 8 commissioners that are in favor and 5 that are against. The motion does pass. So there was an amendment made. So do we need to vote on the whole package as amended and then the package? Or no?
I think it'd be appropriate to vote as amended.
And then vote on the whole?
Yeah.
So Corporation Council advises us that we need to vote on this as amended, and then as for Commissioner Kleinfeld's last one, and then take a final vote on the adoption of the fiscal year budget. So clerk, call the roll on both of these.
Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
No.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
No.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Plasberg?
No.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
No.
Dougie?
Yes.
Coco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
9 yes. 4 no.
And so the last vote of the fiscal year 2016 budget. I want to thank all the commissioners, all the departments, all the countywide elected officials, the executive office. We've had over 40 hours of meetings, over 20 of them. And I think that we've asked good substantive questions. I think this has been the best budget process to date. And so with that, any more discussion? Commissioner Sabatini?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not going to be supporting this budget. The initial budget was given to us with a substantial deficit due to all the infrastructure improvements. We did make a significant reduction in that through deliberations, but in my opinion, it's just not enough. So overall, you know, reduction to the deficit was $138,491. Going against the initial budget that was provided to us, which was a deficit of over $11 million. I'm not going to be supporting this. I think that we need to have some additional cuts to work towards our future costs, our labor concerns, among some of those. So I just wanted to state that for the record. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other comments or questions? Commissioner Miller?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank all my colleagues for leaning in on this budget process. The Chair spoke to a healthy deliberation, and we all have the scars to prove it. So I want to thank everybody for leaning in on that. I think the most important thing that we can take away from this budget is that Macomb County, as an organization, is in very strong position. We're taking serious steps to address our legacy concerns. We're investing in our infrastructure, including our people. We're making investments in senior services. We're making investments in getting veterans back to work. And we're making investments in community mental health programs. Everybody didn't get everything that they wanted, but when you look around the landscape of governments in Michigan and around the country, I think we can all be proud of this, of the state of Macomb County and the fiscal health of Macomb County, and all of us here have at least a small share to be proud of in terms of being good stewards of the tax dollars. So again, thank everybody, whether you're voting yes or whether you're voting no. The discussion has been great, and I think that we can all be proud that we live in a county that is in such good fiscal shape and well-positioned for the future. Thank you.
And thank you, Commissioner Miller. Outside of the chair, which is a full-time position, being finance chair is a huge undertaking that gets paid as much as everybody else, and I want to thank you for putting in all that time. Commissioner Sauger, would you like to reconsider some dates for golf?
I was just going to say I'd like to reconsider my vote, but on second thoughts, no.
Okay. Noted. Any discussion? Clerk, take the roll.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Here. Yes.
Marino?
No.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
No.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Plasberg?
No.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
No.
Dougie?
Yes.
Toco?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
9 yes. 4 no.
The final tally for the budget is 9 in favor, 4 against. It is so adopted. Proclamations. A, recognizing National Welcoming Week and proclaiming September 12th through 20th as Welcoming Week in Macomb, offered by Duje. Moved by Duje, supported by Smith. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Marino and Vosburgh remain no votes. The item passes. B, commending Congressman Candace Miller on being inducted into the Michigan Women's Hall of Fame, offered by the entire board, recommended by the Justice and Public Safety Finance Committee. Moved by Marino, supported by Brown. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Thank
You're welcome, Commissioner.
You too.
The motion passes unanimously. New business before the commission. I think we all need a weekend away from each other. But I want to thank everybody again and all the staff that put in time to be here. Need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Miller, supported by Sauger. Need a roll call.
Motion to go into executive session. Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak? Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Fosberg?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Dugy?
Yes.
Toko?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes.
We are now in open session and we'll go to B. 10B or 10-2, which is recommendation from Corp Counsel, RE, the case of Scott Amthor versus County of Macomb.
So moved.
Moved by Vosberg, supported by Kleinfeld. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Public participation, any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, thrice. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli?
Present.
Commissioner Dujay?
Present.
Commissioner Flynn?
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld? Commissioner Marino?
Here.
Commissioner Majak? Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Sabatini?
Here.
Commissioner Sauger?
Yeah.
Commissioner Smith?
Yeah, here.
Commissioner Toko?
Yeah.
Commissioner Vosberg?
Here.
Motion adjourned by Dujay, supported by Sauger. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Meeting adjourned.